SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as the Israelis target Tehran. The BBC's David Willis reports President Trump says the U.S. and Iran have been talking, but that's something that Iran denies.
It is being reported that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner may indeed be about to meet with Iranian negotiators in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, possibly as early as later this week, with the Vice President, J.D. Vance, also possibly in attendance. So it's a little unclear exactly how all this is going to pan out, but the White House is not denying that there are at least talks about talks.
Israel's use of Tehran's street cameras to help locate and kill Iran's supreme leader shows how everyday surveillance can be a wartime asset.
It was on February 28 that Israel exploited hacked city camera feeds to track and target Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. That shows just how vulnerable people all around the world may be, with hundreds of millions of such cameras installed above shops, in homes, and on street corners. Privacy is also at risk. Recent advances in artificial intelligence have enabled militaries and intelligence agencies to sift through vast amounts of surveillance footage and identify targets. Bob Agner reporting.
Held captive in Afghanistan for 14 months, American Dennis Coyle has been released. The Taliban had accused the academic researcher of violating unspecified Afghan laws. The Trump administration says that Coyle was wrongfully detained and had committed no crime. Stocks are in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 337 points. NASDAQ is off 120. This is SRN News. Most religious Americans do not have any problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
In another victory for religious freedom, the Supreme Court has revived a lawsuit from a street preacher who was barred from spreading the gospel in Brandon, Mississippi. The High Court ruled unanimously for the preacher who wanted to challenge the town's noise ordinance as unconstitutional. Lower court stopped him from suing because he had already been convicted of violating the statute. This is SRN News. Amazon data center operations in Bahrain have been disrupted by drones. A second time, Amazon's cloud computing service in the Mideast has been affected since the start of the Iran war.
The company says Amazon Web Service in the Bahrain region has been disrupted as a result of the ongoing conflict early Tuesday, without providing further details. The company said, quote, "We continue to support affected customers, helping them to migrate to alternate AWS or Amazon Web Service regions, with a large number already successfully operating their applications from other parts of the world. Three AWS Middle East data centers, two in the Arab Emirates and one in Bahrain, were damaged by Iranian drone threats days after the war began." Bernie Bennett reporting.
A new Gallup survey finds that Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly gloomy. May seem at odds with the low unemployment rate, but the findings likely reflect an ongoing hiring drought. 28% of workers surveyed say that now is a good time to find a job. More details, SRNNews.com.